Titans basketball is on the air. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Shelbyville Pharmacy, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville. Now, let's go back courtside with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
Four members all in double figures. Well, now it's a very balanced attack.
It'll be Charlie Cochran stepping in against T.J. Robinson to get this one underway. Both at midcourt here, ready to jump this one up. Here we go. Ball tap, controlled by Cochran, back to Turner. He'll hand back to McKnight. We're underway. Shelby County opens up. Looks like in a 2-3 zone.
Where they got?
Really laying off McKnight out wherever he goes, just really laying off of him.
How's that, 2-3? Or?
I don't know. They'll just switch on. Looks like trying to match up at Cochran. High post. McKnight goes drive baseline, goes up. Challenge bar, something, McKnight will lay it in. Collins comes out full court, man-to-man pressure.
He's talking about Thunder. He, you know, came back the other night, but really shot it well at it first night back.
Armstrong looking to drive on court, goes up, has it partially blocked, gets his own rebound, goes back up, missed it. Rebounded by Ford. He'll hand back to McKnight. Davion pushing it, right side, Feldner in the corner, fake the three. Out to McKnight, back to Feldner. Swing the ball to the left side to Ford. High post to Cochran, out to Feldner straight away. Thought he was going to take that one. Back to Cochran, 15-footer, good. Well, Collins 2-for-2, and they lead it here 4-0. Inbounded to Stone, and as soon as they inbound, Collins will back off and just play half-court man-to-man. Keon in the front court. Angles to his left, picks his dribble up. And back cut to Robinson. Robinson goes up and lays it in. Good pass there from Deion Stone.
You know, in the games that, you know, we've seen Shepard play well, is they get good play out of the point guard, whether it's Keon, whether it's Richland Beckley.
We've seen a couple games where Richland play really well.
Mm-hmm.
Short corner here to Turner. McKnight with it now straight away to Feldner, right side to Ford. High post to Turner. Back to McKnight, Davion. Leaps it back to Turner, free throw line jumper, good. Collins leads 6-2, 2 minutes in.
All that slide stalled by McKnight's penetration, though, opened up a shot.
Deion Stone has it into front court, guarded closely here by McKnight. Leads it right side to Robinson, right back to Stone straight away. Takes a high ball screen, steps back. Now looks to drive, cut off, still on the dribble on the baseline, cuts through, leaves it off to Robinson. TJ goes up, missed it, rebounded by Dominic Turner, hands back to McKnight. Davion pushing the pace, quickly leaves it off Turner straight away, three in the air, this one's short, long rebound taken by Keon Stone. Stone left side to Cadlett, short corner here to Armstrong, Stoniker with it straight away. Trey will leave it off for Stone. Left side, Jordan Armstrong. Is Collins still man-to-man, and Charlie Cochran looks like he's busted his lip.
He's choking.
Yeah, he might be choking. And he's going to check out and head right to the locker room. Nick Eads will check in for Charlie. Inbounded back in the backcourt here to Keon Stone. Keep an eye on him. I think there's blood on the floor, and they're going to have to stop the game. And all the players kind of looking over the floor is the training staff.
She might be looking for a tooth.
You think that's what it is?
I really do think that's what it is.
Maybe it is, because you're right. It, yeah. Still looking over the floor is referees and training staff. Somebody signaling, it looked like he took an elbow into the mouth. But you said, it looked like he was choking as he was leaving the floor.
Yeah, I don't know if he's back.
He's back to the bench, so that's good news for Charlie. Hopefully he has a good dental plan.
I don't need to lose a tooth. I mean,
they're looking for something. I don't know what else they'd be looking at.
I thought they were looking for a tooth also.
But then they're not looking for blood. If they're looking for blood, they'd be cleaning it up.
I think Snake said he had a couple he'd give him.
So 4:58 to go. Stoppage here. 6-2. Collins leads it, and they're still looking at the floor here on the must be a spot of blood. It's train staff from the Collins side out to put the gloves on to clean that up. You know, back when we played, you just
played.
You just played over the blood.
Of course, one time I ever played was in my driveway. So.
You didn't get gloves out when somebody busted their lip?
No.
Arthur Korn didn't come out with the medical kit.
Arthur Korn said, "Your fat butt back out there and play.
Get over in Scott Proud's driveway, get back and play."
You know it's the only time you're ever going to get to play. Get on out there.
All right, back to action. Jordan Armstrong going to inbound here for Shelby County. He will inbound back in the backcourt to Deion Stone. Collins stays man-to-man here. Stone looking for a back cut. Going to drive. Goes all the way through. Leave it out front to Catlett. Wide open three straight away. Got it. Talks about the improved shooting of Keyshawn Catlett. He had four threes in the game we had over against DeSale. Cuts the lead down to one, 6-5. High post to Turner, out straight away to Fort. Nick going to drive in the lane, leaves it off underneath the E. He's being doubled, out straight away to Fort. Nick not able to get a shot off. He'll leave it for Feltner, and straight away back to McKnight. Straight away Feltner. He fakes, going to drive, get in the lane. Keeps it out to Turner. Knocked away from him, but he'll pick it back up. Feltner open in the corner. Three. This one well hot. Missed everything. Rebounded by Jordan Armstrong. Gets it away to Stone. Nice pass down low from Keon Stone to Robinson, and TJ laying in. And Shelby County with their first lead of the night here. 7-6.
Keon Stone playing well here early.
McKnight leaves it for Feltner. Back to Fort straight away. Left side to McKnight. He's going to drive, cut it through, back to Feltner. Jacob leaves it off for Ford. Nick drives to the basket, shot up, no good, and they're waiting for a travel before the drive. Charlie Cochran back off the bench, and then he'll check back in for Nick Eames. Armstrong looking inbound. Gets it into Stone. 3:30 to go here in the first. Shelby County leads it here, 7-6. Stone, left side here to Catlett. Keyshawn going to take a ball. Grace to go against the ball screen. Had it knocked away. Gets it back. Gets it away to Stoniker. Guarded by Turner. Trey with it out front. Now gets it out near the timeline. Out straight away. Left side on the wing to Armstrong. Feet down low to Catlett. Got Feltner posted up. Spins. Jumper in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Turner.
Good job there by Shelby Kane, though, to go to that the advantage they have there.
McKnight going the other way, couldn't get it to go, but Charlie Cochran there to pick up the rebound and lay it in, and Collins back out on top, 8-7. Deion loses the ball on the floor, going to be a jump ball. Possession will stay with Shelby County. Marcellus Vail off the bench. He's going to check in here for Nick Ford. Marcellus, another freshman guard, Scott, that we've seen have big moments here in his short varsity career.
Yeah, just does something that if you can do, you get to play, and that's shoot. He can really shoot.
And with good size.
And
well.
Good size, yeah, that's right.
Inbounded to Stone. Deion looks over the defense. Collins stayed man-to-man here. Armstrong kicks left side to Catlett. Down straight away to Robinson. They'll swing the ball back to the right to Stone. Keon, right side here to Stoniker. Trey, not taking a shot yet tonight. We've seen him be an explosive player. And Stoniker going to drive it hard on Turner. That's going to be a foul on Dominique.
Good job there by Trey to realize he had him on the tip and just go right at him.
First foul there on Dominic Turner. Inbound is Stoniker. He fakes, leaves underneath for Robinson, goes up, blocked back hard from behind by Turner. Picked up by Vail, gets it away to McKnight. Right side, Feltner, three, quick release, good! He clearly had info on his hands when he let that one go.
That's the way Collins wants to play right there.
Collins stretched out to an 11-7 lead. Stone working on McKnight, all the way to the basket, out. Archer, no good, but will draw the foul. Foul will go on McKnight, his first. Keon Stone will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Free throw in the air, no good.
Keon backing away from the free throw line. He can stay in there.
Keon now with his second. Free throw up. This one good. Seven to eight. Collins leads it. Vail in the front court. Splits the double team. Leaves off for Feltner. Short corner to Turner. Out to Vail. And Marcel's a hand over to McKnight. He's being doubled. Right back to Vail. Marcel's will step in. Three in the air. This one off. Rebounded by Cochran. Holland, while staying in the air, just laid it back in. And Charlie now with six. Lead up to five. 13 to eight here for the Titans. Deion. Trying to double him in the backcourt. Split the double team. On the move. Wild shot. Almost went in. Long rebound taken out by Dominic Turner.
I'm not sure how he got it up to
the rim. How'd he get it up there?
I don't know. It almost went in, though.
Left side to Vail. Cochran in the corner. Gets the high post to Turner. Dom splits the double team. Goes up and will draw the foul. This is going to go on Jordan Armstrong.
Coach Cage is right there. He needs to try to take a charge right there. Don, a little bit more aggressive. I told you that night that against the sales, he took a shot that late, but he missed it. But I liked the way he took it upon himself to take that shot. I told you I liked that. It might pay off in the future because he's the one that's kind of always deferred a lot of times, and he's got a lot of talent. No sense deferring anymore.
First free throw is good. Dom comes in 69% on the season. Second free throw in the air. This one also good. So Dom with four. Lead up to seven now, 15 to eight. Josh Edwards checks in for Shelby County. Nick Eads will check in for Dominic Turner here for the Titans.
This is a game they could really use Josh, to kind of battle inside with Charlie, because Charlie's really good on the inside.
Stoniker quickly the other way, goes to the basket. Shot off the corner of the backboard. No good. Rebounded by McKnight. Davion pushing it. Up ahead to Cochran, 15-foot jumper, good, no good. That's the front of going in. And drew the foul.
That's a tough shot to me. He stopped right on the dime.
That foul on Stoniker?
Yeah.
All right, so Charlie Cochran will go to the line.
Was it Stoniker or was it TJ? Okay.
Free throw up by Cochran, good.
Charlie really struggled from the free throw line the other night. Collins a little bit better here tonight. Was it 13 to 24 that night, I think, or something like that?
And that was an improvement over the first half, I think. Second free throw here by Charlie. In the air and rolls in.
Charlie gets a lot of arch on that free throw.
Charlie now with eight, and the lead is at nine, 17 to eight. Timeout, Shelby County. And Collins maybe as efficient offensively as I've seen him in a while. Really moves the ball and haven't settled for many shots.
They tried to push it, but Davion looked for a quick, a quick three or whatever in transition to get to the basket. If not, they've been, basically got the ball in where they wanted. You can knock them free throw line jump shots down like Charlie and Dom had. Makes your offense look a lot better.
And they've got all both up to a hot start. Charlie with eight and Dom with 4 still here in the first quarter of play. 43 seconds to go here in the first. So we've got Armstrong, Stoniker, Stone, Edwards, and Robinson on the floor here for Shelby County. McKnight, Fort, Cochran, Vail, and Eads on the floor here for the Titans. And going to come out in a 1-2-2, extended about three-quarter court with Davion McKnight here on the front end of it. Stoniker in the front court. And kick ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Shelby County.
Stay with Trey out there. You know, he's a good enough honor and with enough height to look over that trap and could really do some damage out there getting in the lane.
Stone goes cross court to Stoniker. Back to Stone. Keon tried to feed it down low to Robinson and got fortunate that one. I thought it may have hit TJ's hand before it went out of bounds.
It's a good look by Keon. Just a nice play by Marcellus.
Inbounded to Robinson. Hands back to Armstrong. Jordan out front here to Stone. And Keon out the top of the circle. It's like a high ball screen. Keon looking to get in the lane. Feeds it back out. Stoniker open from three. No good off the back. And run down by Jordan Armstrong. Two players there battling hard. Armstrong and Eads. Short jumper by Armstrong. This one rims out. And that'll be the end of the first. 17-8. Collins leads it after one quarter play. You're listening to 30th District Basketball here on Power 93.3. WXLN, WXLNRadio.com.